In this bulletin, the federal government plans for more quarantine facilities to house Australians affected by coronavirus. US President Donald Trump has criticised Democrats in his post-Senate acquittal speech. And Australian middle distance running star Jessica Hull has won the women's 5,000 metres at the Melbourne Track Classic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australian diplomats are working with Chinese officials to allow another evacuation flight from Wuhan as confirmed coronavirus cases in Australia reach 15. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says people should not assume further flights will be possible, whether from Wuhan or mainland China. More Australian evacuees arrived on Christmas Island yesterday after being flown out of Wuhan. The government is in the process of planning alternative quarantine facilities if Christmas Island reaches capacity. Australia's economy is set to take a significant hit from the coronavirus outbreak, compounding the cost of the bushfire emergency. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the economic impacts will largely be a result of the virus containment efforts. It comes after Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk warned jobs in the state could be lost within weeks unless the federal government intervenes. Ms Palaszczuk says Cairns alone has lost $200 million in forward bookings and exporters who service China are losing their markets. Despite this, Mr Morrison says the economy is resilient.
There will be an economic hit because of the coronavirus, just as there will be as a result of the bushfires. But there will also be a recovery. And there will be a recovery to the bushfires with the extensive works that will be undertaken with rebuilding. And equally, you can expect down the track when, hard to know, because there are so many unknowns about the duration of this virus.
United States President Donald Trump has delivered his first speech at the White House since his Senate acquittal on both articles of impeachment. The president is the third in US history to be impeached by the House of Representatives, but was found not guilty on abuse of power and not guilty of obstruction of justice, with the vote results going largely along party lines. Greeted with a prolonged standing ovation from his allies sitting in the audience, including his legal team, he said the impeachment was unfair.
They made up facts. A corrupt politician named Adam Schiff made up my statement to the Ukrainian president. He brought it out of thin air, just made it up. This was crooked politics. How about all these people? They're running for office. They're saying the worst things about me. We were treated unbelievably unfairly. We first went through Russia, Russia, Russia. We then went through the Mueller report, and they should have come back one day later. They didn't. They came back 2 years later, after lives were ruined, after people went bankrupt, after people lost all their money.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Mr. Trump will be remembered by history.
He's impeached forever, no matter what he says or whatever headlines he wants to carry around. You're impeached forever. You're never getting rid of that scar. And history will always record that you were impeached for undermining the security of our country, jeopardizing the integrity of our elections, and violating the Constitution of the United States.
Scotland's finance secretary has resigned following reports he sent hundreds of messages to a 16-year-old boy. The Sun newspaper reported Derek Mackay, a potential leader of Scotland, sent close to 270 messages to the boy telling him he was cute. Mr. Mackay says he is sorry for his foolish behaviour. Speaking to Parliament, the country's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, says Mr. Mackay has also been suspended from the Scottish National Party and its parliamentary group. Australian middle-distance running star Jessica Hull has been named victorious in the women's 5,000 metres at the Melbourne Track Classic. The 23-year-old surged to the front with 600 metres to go to win in 15 minutes and 6.12 seconds. It is Hull's first national title. The win guarantees her a place on the Australian team for the Tokyo Olympics. And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, a possible late storm, 30. Adelaide, humid with possible late storms, 31. Melbourne, also humid, partly cloudy, 26. Hobart, cloudy and 20. Canberra, a shower or two, 23. Wollongong, showers increasing, 21. Sydney, showers increasing, possible heavy falls, 23. Newcastle, much the same, 23. Brisbane, similar conditions, 29. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.